Hello, my name is Milt Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to give people the first steps to take in living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, man, the last time we was talking about how you're well equipped and how, you know, as a new believer, you know, you are to stand strong in the Lord in the very strength of his might, in accordance with Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, and how that you're not going to stand strong in your own strength, but you're going to stand strong in the strength and in the power, because you're tied up together with Almighty God. And as a result of that, the next step you're going to do is you're going to put on the whole armor of God. And the reason why you're going to put on the whole armor of God is that you may be able to stand against the wiles. That word wiles there means trickeries or schemes or strategies of the devil. So God says, I want you to put on this whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against and resist when the adversary, the devil, tries to come against you with schemes and strategies and plots to try to get you tripped up and fall back into temptations. Now, this week we're going to be talking about, you got to know your enemy. What? You got to know your enemy. Because it goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 11 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So when you're having issues, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but you're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. What are those known as? You're wrestling against demonic spirits. And I know a lot of people, and even the world, is trying to convince you that there's no such thing as demonic spirits. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, there very much are demonic spirits who are trying to influence you, to try to get you to operate opposite to the word of God, or opposite to the kingdom of God. Now, before you got born again, before you received Jesus and made Jesus the Lord of your life, you were under the influence of the kingdom, or the influence of the adversary, Satan. And you did things according to the way he wanted you to do. So he used all his plots and schemes and tricks and wiles to try to get you tripped up. But the moment that you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you was delivered out of that old kingdom and transitioned over into the kingdom of God. Now you're under God's governing system. His influence impacted, and it's impacting you with the will, the purpose and intent of God. So you no longer have to yield to the principalities, our powers, our rulers of the darkness of this world, our spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. In fact, you have authority over them, and we're going to talk about that later. Again, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, so stop arguing with everybody and realize your battle has been against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.